This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Most, not all, but most of the aftermath of Sandy has been cleaned up along the East Coast. Power is back. Businesses are open. Again, most, not all. Also, there's gas in many places. Last week, we called up a guy named Oz Elma. He runs a Gulf station just north of New York City that was, at the time, gasless. We've called him back today for an update. Hey, Oz, good to talk to you again.
Hi, good to talk to you again, too.
So how's business? Do you have gas?
Yes, finally we got gas, and since yesterday we have all the products, which is until yesterday we didn't have diesel, but everything normalized. I mean, the customer-wise, traffic-wise, and the product-wise.
So that's good. So now you're making money again.
Yeah, I was making money. I am making money. It seems like I will make money.
So how much money do you think you lost through all of this?
The percentage-wise, I cannot tell you exactly money-wise, but the percentage-wise, probably I lost 30 to 40%. But because it is not because of the gas. In my business, store actually a big portion of the business. And when we ran out of gas, we basically work just 6-7 hours a day instead of the 24 hours.
Yeah. What were your customers telling you during this whole time? I mean, were they angry? Were they angry at you? What were they, you know?
You know what? That's what I found out. Everybody knows more than me. When I say there's no diesel, they came up to some kind of diesel contamination at the terminals. I find out everybody knows everything. But nobody knows the real answer.
Was there a lesson out of this whole thing for you? I mean, did you learn something out of this?
Yeah, I need a generator.
But even if you'd had a generator, it wouldn't have helped, right? Because you didn't have gas.
Yeah, but I could run the store.
Yeah, this is really interesting. This whole thing, you keep talking about the store. So there's clearly just a bunch of other stuff you sell besides gas that you're making money on.
You know why I keep saying about the store? Most of the people, they recovered their loss because of the price gouging. I'm not supporting that because I didn't that. My price was $3.95, yeah. Like a 10-day before the hurricane. It was $3.95 while the hurricane. Even after hurricane, I'm still $3.95. But why I can keep that price that low? Because whatever I can make profit inside the store. When you think my store didn't work and I didn't make money from the gas, I'm just hoping in the long run I'm going to win something out of that situation.
Oz Elma, he runs a Gulf station on Boston Post Road up in Pelham, New York, just north of the New York City line. Oz, thanks a lot.
No problem. Thank you for the show.